Hello and welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay. I'll be your host this evening as the Hiroshima Carp play host to the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Up to bat first for the Golden Eagles is Isobe, who's risen his average up to 304 after a miserable start. And the first pitch to Isobe is high and tight for ball one at 620. This game is now underway. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. On the mound for Hiroshima is Oyamada, and his next pitch misses inside for ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. And the fourth delivery swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Not many people in the seats this evening at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Oyamada into the windup again. The next offering misses outside and high. Ball three. That brings the count full to the leadoff batter Isobe here in the first inning. And the payoff pitch swung on and lifted to center. Going back as the center fielder going back at the wall. He looks up. Haita! Home run! A leadoff home run by Isobe puts the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in the lead right away. One batter, one run here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. That'll bring up number two batter, Oshima. He takes first two pitches, one for a strike, one for a ball. The third pitch is grounded to the shortstop, who's up with it. Throws to first, a little high, but the first baseman manages to grab a hold of it and stay on the base. Out number one. Young shortstop for Hiroshima. I don't recognize his face. But that'll bring up Luis Lopez, and he takes called strike one on the inside part of the plate. The next pitch catches the inside corner, strike two. Shortstop is Yamazaki. I haven't seen much of Hiroshima the past few years, so some of these faces don't look very familiar to me. The next pitch is lifted high to the right side. Coming in is the right fielder, over is the center fielder, and in shallow right field, it's Kimura who makes the catch for out number two. that'll bring up Tracy. He takes called strike one. Tracy is batting .227, one home run and one RBI so far in the season. Next pitch misses inside, ball one, 1-1. Next pitch, misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. And the next offering, outside, but swung on and missed for strike two. That evens things at 2-2. Oyamada on the mound for Hiroshima. The fifth offering is swung on and missed. Strike three. So, after a leadoff home run by Isobe, the Eagles go down in order. After half an inning, the Eagles lead this one 1-0. Back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kimura Takiya leads off for the Hiroshima Carp, and he's swinging for strike one. The next offering by Rath just catches the outside part of the plate and is called strike two. So, former Giant pitcher Rath on the mound for Rakuten has two quick strikes on the leadoff batter. Next pitch misses way outside, ball one. The fourth offering is a one bounder off the catcher's chest protector and up the right field line. That evens the count at 2-2. Fuji behind the plate for Rakuten tonight. The fifth offering swung on, fouled off to the right side, past the first base dugout. Rath looks in, and he's into the windup, and the pitch. Swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side, and out of play. Count remains 2-2. McGrath into the windup again. The 2-2 pitch just misses outside. Ball three, bringing the count even. Or bringing the count full, rather. Two strikes, three balls to count. To leadoff batter, Kimura Takuya. The payoff pitch swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left for a base hit. So, the leadoff batter gets aboard for Hiroshima in the bottom of the first inning. Hiroshima trailing this one, 1-0, as Isobe opened this game with a home run to center. That'll bring up shortstop Yamazaki. Yamazaki has only had one at-bat so far this season, and no hits. That would explain why I hadn't seen him, beyond not watching very much cart baseball. But before a pitch to Yamazaki, Rath throws over to first to keep Kimura close. The first pitch to Yamazaki is bunted up the first base side. Rath plays the ball. His only play is the first base. Sacrifice is successful. So with one out and a runner at second, that'll bring up Ogata. Ogata's batting .344 on the season. The first offering down the middle, called strike one. Ogata has 5 home runs on the season. And last 3 games, he's batting .350 with 5 RBIs. No home runs over that spin. Next pitch, high and tight, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Rath comes set, fakes a throw to second. Kimura on second, takes his lead again. The next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side. First baseman gives chase, but that ball is going into the stands and out of play. That brings the count to 2 strikes, 1 ball. With runners in scoring position, Ogata is batting .435 with 2 home runs and 13 RBIs so far. Shobu Tsuyoi. Strong in the clutch. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Rath comes set, turns and fakes to second base again, as nobody's covering. Chases Kimura back, and now he takes his lead again. And the pitch misses inside and low, ball three. We have another full count. Third of the evening, second by Rath. The payoff pitch swung on and slapped to the right-hand side, but foul. Up the line, just past the first base dugout. And Wrath turns, fires to second, and Kimura is touched out. Kimura's protesting, saying no, he was in there, but he's picked off. The throw to the second baseman, they're at second. So we now have two outs and nobody on, and the next pitch misses outside, ball four. After all that, Ogata walks. That'll bring up La Roca. La Roca in his second year with Hiroshima, batting .347 with 8 home runs and 23 RBIs on the season so far. Wrath set. The first pitch down the middle, called strike one. Runner at first base. Runner at second base having been erased on a pickoff. Ducton leading this one, 1-0 on Isoba's first inning home run. Next pitch misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering misses low and away, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Wrath looks in. Big left-hander on the mound. Next pitch misses inside and low. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. And the next pitch swung on and grounded through the left side and into left field. Base hit. That pickoff play is really costing Hiroshima here. So now Hiroshima has runners at first and second with two down. And Maeda coming to the plate. Maeda in his 16th year, all with Hiroshima. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. Maeda is batting .356 with 10 home runs. Wrath comes set again. And the pitch swung on and grounded, lined right to the first baseman. Three down. That ball just went straight into the first baseman's glove. Didn't have to move at all. So, Hiroshima got two hits and a walk, but strand two without scoring a run here in the first inning. After one complete, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lead this one 1-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. Leading off the second inning is Kawaguchi, and he immediately grounds the ball to the right-hand side. Second baseman Naroka is up with it, throws to first, and we have one pitch, one out here in the second inning. That'll bring up Sekikawa. Sekikawa, in his 15th year, has played for Hanshin and Chunichi, now with Rakuten. First pitch, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Strike one. The next pitch by Oyamada, misses outside, ball one. Evens the count at 1-1. And the third offering in the dirt bounces over the catcher's head. Kuda. One strike, two balls, the count to Sekikawa. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Sekikawa swinging right through the inside pitch. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left-hand side. The 2-2 pitch, swung on, fouled off again. Out of play to the left-hand side. And the 2-2 pitch again. Misses just outside, ball three. That brings the count full. And the next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Sekikawa fishing for that one down low. That's the second out of the second inning. And that'll bring up catcher Fuji. First pitch misses way up high, ball one. Next pitch just catches the inside part of the plate, called strike one. That evens things at 1-1. And the next pitch up high, but swung on a miss, strike two. And the next offering swung on grounder to the right hand side, but just foul of the first base bag. Count remains two strikes, one ball. The next offering swung on a miss, strike three. That's the third strikeout for Oyamada this evening. All three swinging. And that retires the Eagles in order in the second. So after Isobe led off the game with a home run, the Eagles have been six up, six down. At the end of 1.5, the Eagles lead this one 1-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host, here at ProYaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are taking on the Hiroshima Carp. The Eagles currently lead this one, 1-0, going to the bottom of the second inning. To lead off the bottom of the second is Arai, and he takes strike one called from Rath. Arai batting 281 so far this season. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to the right-hand side. Going over to the line is the right fielder, Isobe. And right on the line makes the catch for out number one. That will bring up Fukui. Fukui batting 375, minimal playing time so far this season, in at third base tonight, and he takes first pitch outside for ball one. Next pitch, swung on and grounder to the right-hand side, just past the diving Lopez, and into right field. Base hit. That's Hiroshima's third hit of the evening. And that'll bring up catcher Kuda. One conversation on the forums is, why is Kuda in there every game? And he's batting 150 with one home runs and five RBIs so far on the season. Exactly 15 for 100 at-bats. First pitch misses inside, ball one. And, well, the only reason is for defense. Hiroshima's previous catcher has been there for, like, seems like 20 years. I don't know. Next pitch, swung on, grounder to the left side. Shortstop has it, throws to second for one. The relay to first, in time, double play. 6-4-3, Taylor May double play to end the inning. So, two quick innings out of the way here at Hiroshima. And after two complete, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles lead this one 1-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host, here at ProYaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the third inning. We'll be seeing the bottom two in the Rakuten order. Leading off will be Maeda, followed by pitcher Rath. First pitch is taken outside for ball one. The next pitch misses just inside for ball two. Oyamada not really throwing many strikes. Maeda only batting 077 so far on the season. And the third offering is grounded to third base. Third baseman Fukui throws on to first for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up pitcher Rath. Rath, of course, had hit while he was with the Giants for a year. 0-2 so far this season. The first offering gets the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Oyamada's next offering misses inside. Ball one. The third pitch swung on and grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Pitcher Rath gets the second hit for Rakuten on the evening. And after seven Eagles went down in a row, the first hit since Isobe led this game off with a home run. And speaking of Isobe, up he comes, batting 308 on the season. The first offering over the inside part of the plate called strike one. Isobe stands in again. The pitch just misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Third offering. Swung on and lifted back to the backstop and over and out of play. Catcher Kuda gave chase to no avail. In other games, the Giants hosting Nippon Ham at Tokyo Dome are currently scoreless. Next pitch, high and tight, but swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left-hand side. Seibu and Yokohama are tied 1-1, going to the bottom of the third inning. This at Yokohama Stadium. The two-strike, one-ball pitch is swung on and lined to center field. That ball is going to bounce in. One, two, three bounces. Rolls to the center fielder. Pitcher Rath is digging in for third base, chugging on in there, and he head slides into third. Safe. The Dakuten dugout was all laughing at how hard Rath was moving. It seemed that he was moving in slow motion there. So that's the second hit for Isobe on the evening, moving Rath from first to third. So a single to right by Isobe moves Rath to third, and Oshima is coming up. Oshima batting 188 on the season. Grounded out to second, his first at bat. No, grounded out to short, his first at bat. Oyamada from the stretch, first pitch, misses just outside, ball one. Ducked in looking for an insurance run. Maybe two. SoftBank Hawks in the third inning are leading Hanshin 4-0 at Yahoo Dome. Next pitch squared around to Bunt and bunted the ball into his own leg. Strike one to Oshima. I don't think that was a squeeze. Rath wasn't trying to go home. There's one out here. Runners at first and third. Ducton leading this one, 1-0. Maybe Rath missed the sign there. The 1-1 pitch. Nope. Oyamada fakes a throw to third, then to first. Worried that something might be on now. So that bunt definitely threw Oyamada off. Next pitch, misses outside. Ball two. One strike, two ball to count. Chunichi currently leads Lotte 3-0 in the third inning at Chiba Marine Stadium. The next offering swung on, grounded to the right side. The throw to second. Is. Okay. Is he called out at second? The shortstop was way off the bag when he grabbed the ball, and Tao Kantoku is going to argue this. I'd have to agree. The shortstop was way too far off the bag when he got the ball. But he's being called out at second. He was safe. Oshima beat the throw to first. The run scored from third base as Hiroshima tried to turn a double play. It appears that they're going to go ahead and call him out at second. So that brings up Lopez with the runner at first base now. Two down. First pitch misses up high. Ball one. Odex and Yakult, after two complete, are scoreless at Jingu Kyujo. The next pitch is swung on and lifted deep to center. Center fielder going back. He looks up, and that ball is gone. Hi-da! Home run for Luis Lopez to straightaway center. So that adds two more runs for the Eagles, giving them a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the top of the third inning. That'll bring up Tracy, and he takes first pitch from Oyamada up in the strike zone for a called strike one. Tracy batting 222 on the season. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. The 1-1 pitch is swung on and lined to right field. Ball bounces in front of right fielder Kimura. Base hit. The Eagles are hitting Yamada pretty well. Second time around. Eagles leading this one, 4-0. Isobe led the game off with a home run. The Eagles have added two more. One run scoring on a double play attempt. Two more on a home run by Lopez. That brings up Kawaguchi, who takes strike one. Down the middle. Kawaguchi batting 255 on the season so far. Grounded out to second, his first at bat. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Oyamada pitching from the stretch with a runner at first. Next pitch fouled off to the left-hand side. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Next pitch fouled off his own feet. Count remains, two strikes, one ball. Kawaguchi at the plate. Tracy at first base. 3 runs in so far this inning, giving the Eagles a 4-0 lead. Hiroshima's Oyamada on the mound. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side. Third baseman gives chase at the fence, makes the catch. Nice catch by Fukui. He makes the catch and rolls around on the ground a little bit. So that's the third out, but not before the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles score 3. One on a failed double play attempt and 2 more on a big 2-run home run by Luis Lopez. At the end of 2.5, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles now lead this one 4-0. I'd like to go through the current standings, if I may. In the Pacific League, these Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are in last place, looking for their 10th victory, as they're 9-35 on the season, a whopping 22 games behind league-leading Lotte. Lotte is 31-13 on the season in first place. Second base is SoftBank, 30-16 with 1 tie, 2 games out. The Nippon-Ham Fighters are 22-22 for an even 500 record, 9 games out of first place. Cebu, gaining a little bit recently, is 22-24, just 2 games under 500 and 10 games out of first place. And Oryx are 19-24 with a tie, 11.5 games out of first place. We're getting ready to go to the bottom of the third inning. First up is going to be pitcher Oyamada. Oyamada is 0-13 on the season. First pitch taken over the inside part of the plate for a called strike 1. Rath shakes off the sign, then the next pitch misses outside, ball 1. Rath never said yes to a sign, he just shook off the first one and then went into his windup. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike 2. Oyamada ready. Rath into the windup, and the pitch just misses outside, ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. I don't know, experience has shown that a lot of umpires with a pitcher up to the plate will call that one strike 3. Just to relieve the pitcher. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike 3. So Oyamada goes down swinging for the first out of the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Kimura Takuya. Kimura batting .258 on the season, 1 home run and 5 RBIs. He got a base hit, his first at bat, and then was picked off second after being sacrificed over there. First pitch misses high and away, ball 1. You could say, if only, as Ogata then walked, and Naroka hit a base hit there in the first. Next pitch called strike 1. But baseball isn't about what ifs. It's what you do. The third offering misses high. Kimura manages to hold up his swing. Rath into the windup, and the pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has this one. up and throws to first, one down, or two away. That'll bring up Yamasaki. Yamasaki sacrificed his first at bat. A sacrifice that went for naught when Kimura got picked off second. Yamasaki still 0 for 1 on the season. Sacrifice not counting as an at bat. First pitch to Yamasaki, misses low, ball one. Next pitch, swung on, and that'll go over the backstop and out of play. 1-1, the count. Rath into the windup, and the pitch. Down the middle, called strike two. Rath throwing very well tonight. Next pitch, misses way outside. Slow curveball. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout on the evening for Rath. And that retires the Carp in order here in the third inning. That's two innings in a row after a slightly shaky first for Rath. So, after three complete, the Eagles lead this one 4-0. Now, over to the Central League standings. Hanshin and Chunichi are tied for first place right now. Chunichi finally relinquishing first, well, relinquishing sole possession of first for the first time in a long time. I'm not exactly sure if they've had it since the beginning of the season, but certainly since the first couple of weeks, Chunichi has been very strong. Each team has a 23-18 record. Hanshin has one tie. In third place is Yakult, 21-17, only half a game behind Hanshin and Chunichi. So with this interleague play going on, anything can happen with the first place in the Central League after tonight. Yokohama is 3.5 games back, 17-19, two games under 500. Hiroshima, 16-21, five games out of first. And the Giants have been doing fairly well here during interleague play. 17-23 on the season, now just 5.5 games out of first place. We're getting ready to go to the fourth inning here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. First up is Sekikawa, and he grounds the first pitch through the right side of the infield and into right for a base hit. The Eagles have their leadoff runner on again here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Fuji. First, a throw over to first base to keep Sekigawa close. Thank you. First pitch called strike one down the middle to Fuji. Sekigawa takes his lead. Oyamada looks over, throws to first, Sekigawa diving back. Sekigawa. Sekigawa calls time to shake some dirt out of his pants. Number 7 batting Fuji at the plate. Ducton getting the leadoff runner on here in the top of the 4th inning, leading this one 4-0. The next offering, swung on and missed, while Sekigawa is trying to steal, and he's thrown out. That, folks, is why Kuda is behind the plate for Hiroshima. Fuji kind of did a half swing at that one. I'm not sure if he thought he should hold up with the runner going or what. But he didn't really look like he was sure about swinging at the pitch. Nonetheless, that's strike two to one ball. Next pitch, swung on and lifted back. Kuda goes back to the backstop, but that one goes over. Foul ball. The next pitch is swung on and hit deep to center. Going back is Ogata at the fence. Makes the catch just at the warning track. A long fly ball for out number two. The two home runs this evening have both been hit to center field. Isobe is just left of center. And Lopez is to straight away. That brings up Maeda, now batting 071, and he swings and breaks his bat on the first pitch. The bat goes flying towards second base, past the pitcher, the ball to third. Third baseman throws to first in time for out number three. Oyamada's lucky that bat didn't come a little bit farther to the right. That would look like a very dangerous object flying there. Nonetheless, after 3.5, the Eagles continue to lead this one 4-0. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for Hiroshima will be Ogata. Then cleanup batter LaRocca and Maeda. 3, 4, 5 batters. Wrath on the mound for Lakuten. The first pitch to Ogata misses outside for ball one. And we just passed the 1 hour mark for the game, as this game started at 6:20 this evening. Next pitch, called strike one over the inside part of the plate. Hiroshima is a bit farther west than the Kanto area, and they start the game pretty much at the same sun height, about 20 minutes later than Tokyo games. The next offering misses low and away, ball two, one strike, two balls. The next offering misses high and away, ball three, one strike, three balls to the leadoff batter. Wrath into the windup, and the pitch misses high, ball four. So Wrath walks the leadoff batter here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And we're going to number four batter, LaRocca. LaRocca is batting .354 on the season with 8 home runs and 23 RBIs. He singled his first at bat. Wrath comes set. The pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. Ogata was a threat to run in past years. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. LaRocca getting a full swing in on that one. Wrath looks in. Come set. Throws over to first. Ogata diving back in. Wrath gets his sign again. Come set again. And the pitch. Way outside, ball one. One strike, two balls to count. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side and out of play. The Giants at Tokyo Dome have a 1-0 lead after 3.5 innings over the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Yokohama has taken a 2-1 lead over Seibu after 5.5 at Yokohama Stadium. SoftBank continues to add twos, two runs at a time, two in the first, two in the third, two in the fourth, to lead Hanshin 6-0 at Yahoo Dome. Next pitch just misses LaRocca's elbow. Two strikes, two balls the count. Junichi leads Chiba Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium 4-0 after 4 complete. And Yakult has taken a 1-0 lead after 3.5 at Jingu against Oryx. Next pitch is swung on and hit back up the middle. Base hit to center field. LaRocca gets his second single of the evening, moving Ogata to second base. That'll bring up Maeda. Maeda lined out to the first baseman. Sharply hit ball just right at him. His first at bat. That brings out the pitching coach to have a word with Rath. Rath has thrown 54 pitches so far, given up 4 hits, struck out 2, walked 2. He's had his say and heads back to the third base dugout. Maeda coming up to bat for Hiroshima. Maeda batting .354, 10 home runs, 27 RBIs on the season. Maeda is currently the ranked second in the Central League batting race. First pitch called strike one. Curveball just getting back over the plate. Running away from the left-hand batter, from the left-hand pitcher. Against lefties, he's batting .438. Maeda is. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. So Maeda hits left-handed pitchers very well. Rath, the lefty. Rath. Next offering, swung on and hit to center field. Going back, that ball bounces off the top of the fence, back in. One run comes in. The Ogata scores. LaRocca gets to third base. Maeda has a double, RBI double, to give the Carp their first run of the game. So Maeda comes through here with the runner in scoring position. Hiroshima finally breaking that string of zeros. And that'll bring up number 6 batting, Arai. Arai batting .279 on the season, 9 home runs. First pitch misses inside to the right-handed batter. Ball one. Arai flew out to right. His first at bat. The second offering swung on and lifted high to right field. Right fielder comes in. Makes the catch. And LaRocca tags up, but holds as the ball comes back in. Just not quite deep enough. That'll bring up third baseman Fukui. Laroca has a short chat with Tracy at third base. Fukui is batting 400, 10 for 25. As I said, his first at bat, limited playing time so far this season. So his batting average is in high fluctuation. He singled his first at bat. Rath comes set with runners at second and third and one out. First pitch misses low, ball one. Fukui at the plate. Hiroshima now having their lead cut to 4-1. Or the Eagles cut 4-1. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Rath looks in for his sign and comes set, then steps off the rubber. Fukui at the plate. We're in the fourth inning here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, bottom of the fourth. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one, ball way outside. Fukui reaching for it, not coming up with anything. Next offering by Rath. Misses low, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. With first base open and Kuda up next, there's really no need to pitch to Fukui right here. The next offering misses outside, ball four. And the bases are loaded. Nuckton's infield fielding coach moves the infield around. Are they going to play in or at double play depth? Kuda batting only 149. One home run, five RBIs on the season. He grounded into a double play his first at bat. Looks in, and the first pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Kuda wants to get that hit. Next pitch misses just low, ball one. One and one. Rath looks in for a sign, has it? Comes set. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. The center fielder goes back. Yeah, but just in front of the warning track, makes the catch. That one will score. LaRocca from third base. And the Hiroshima Carp now have cut the Eagles' lead in half. Maeda touched up and went to third on the play. Gooda came through, hitting that ball deep enough to score the runner. So we now have runners at the corners, first and third, with two down. And pitcher Oyamada coming to the plate. Oyamada is 0 for 14 on the season. Struck out swinging his last at bat. The first pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman has it, shovels to the shortstop for the force. And that retires the side, but not before the Hiroshima Carp score two. On a base on balls, two hits, and a sacrifice fly, followed by another base on balls. So, at the end of four complete, the Eagles' lead is now cut to 4-2. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host here at ProYaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. Oyamada will be facing opposing pitcher Rath to lead off the top of the fifth inning. Then back to the top of the order in Isobe and Oshima. Oyamada has thrown 63 pitches so far. Rath is 1-for-3 on the season. That one hit coming his last at bat, and he takes the first pitch high and tight for ball one. The second offering, grounder to the second baseman, who tosses over to first for the out. One quick out here in the top of the fifth inning. That brings us back to the top of the order in Isobe. Isobe led this game off with a home run to center and singled his second at bat. Isobe's batting .312 now. 10 home runs, 19 RBIs on the season, and the first pitch is called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. First baseman has it, shovels the ball to the covering pitcher for out number two. The That'll bring up number two batter, Oshima. Adai is the first baseman for Hiroshima. Oshima's only batting 182 on the season. First pitch misses low and inside, ball one. Next pitch, swung on and sliced to left. That ball is going into the gap and all the way to the fence. And Oshima has a two-out double to the left center gap. That'll bring up Lopez. Lopez popped out to right his first at bat and then hit a home run to straightaway center in the third inning. That giving the Eagles a 4-0 lead at the time. Their lead's now been cut in half, 4-2. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Lopez is batting 206 with 5 home runs and 24 RBIs on the season. Next pitch misses low. Ball two. Over the last 5 games, Lopez is only 2 for 12, 167 average, in a bit of a slump. Next pitch, Lopez fails to hold up. First base umpire says he went around. I'd have to agree with him, although I don't think Lopez does. One strike, two balls to count, two down, runner at second base here in the top of the fifth inning for Ducktin. Next offering, swung on and fouled off to the right-hand side, past the first base coach. That evens the count at 2-2. The Giants are leading 1-0 after 5 complete at Tokyo Dome over the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Cebu has tied the Bay Stars and taken a 3-2 lead now in the sixth inning. Next pitch swung on and missed. Lopez fails to hold up again, spinning his whole body around. That retires the Eagles. So they got a two-out double by Oshima. And nothing to show for it here in the fifth inning. After 4.5, the Tohoku Ducktin Golden Eagles lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp 4-2. To continue with other games, Cebu has just managed to score 2 runs in the sixth inning to take a 3-2 lead at Yokohama Stadium against the Bay Stars. Hanshin has finally put up a run on the board in the sixth inning and still bat against SoftBank. Imaoka hit his 7th home run of the season in the sixth inning for Hanshin's only run. So far in the game, Matsunaka has hit a 2-run home run in the first inning, and then another 2-run home run in the third inning. Then Omura hit a 2-run home run in the fourth inning to account for SoftBank's 6 runs. SoftBank leading that one 6-1. Chunichi has scored again in the sixth inning, leading Lotte 5-0 at Chiba Marine Stadium. And Ortiz just scored in the top of the fifth inning to tie Yakult 1-1 at Jingu Kyujo. Here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, we'll be seeing the top of the order in Kimura Takiya, Yamasaki, and Ogata for the bottom of the fifth inning. Wrath into the windup. First pitch is low for ball one to Kimura. Next pitch misses low, ball two. Low and inside. Wrath into the windup, and the next offering misses outside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to the leadoff batter, Kimura. Wrath walked the first batter last inning, and the Carp managed to turn that into two runs. Fourth pitch misses inside. Kimura walks on four straight pitches. That'll bring up Yamasaki. Yamasaki 0-3 on the season. He has sacrificed and struck out so far this game. Wrath throws over to first. Kimura back standing up. Wrath shakes off a sign. Then comes set. And the first pitch is grounded up the third base side. Catcher fields the ball, throws to first. And Yamasaki has his second successful sacrifice of the evening. Now let's see if Kimura can manage to hold on to second base with that. He was picked off of second after singling and being sacrificed to second in the first inning. Ogata coming to the plate, batting 344, 5 home runs, 17 RBIs on the season. He's walked both at bats so far against Wrath this game. Wrath into the windup. First pitch misses outside and low. Ball one. Actually, Wrath is pitching from the stretch. The second offering is swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder goes toward the line just a little bit. Isobe makes the catch, and the throw to third is there in time, but not fielded cleanly by Tracy. Kimura advancing to third on the fly out to right. Nothing but a strike would have gotten him, though. Very hard to do from right. So we now have a runner at third base and two out. And LaRocca at the plate. LaRocca has two singles so far this game against Wrath. First pitch misses high and away, ball one. Next pitch swung on and hit to left field. This ball is going through. Fielded by the left fielder. LaRocca has his third base hit of the season. And an RBI single. LaRocca has really come through here. Kimura scoring from third on LaRocca's third base hit of the night. Moda show for LaRocca. That'll bring up Maeda. Rath has thrown 77 pitches so far. Given up 3 runs. Hiroshima looking to tie this one up. Maybe take the lead with Maeda at the plate. Rath's first pitch is way inside. Fuji makes a diving stab at the ball. Maeda batting 358 on the season. 10 home runs, 28 RBIs. Maeda having hit a double, his last at bat. Driving in a run. Next pitch, misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to Maeda. Small crowd at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, but they can make a lot of noise. Next pitch, called strike one. Curveball slicing over the plate. The next offering swung on a grounder to the right side, just foul of the first base bag. That evens the count at 2-2 to Maeda. The next offering swung on and lined over the second baseman's head into right field, base hit. Rath having a hard time getting that third out. Hiroshima now has runners at first and second. 2 down. Arai coming to the plate. Pitching coach comes out to have a word with Rath. Rath says, "I'm fine." He's thrown 82 pitches so far. 2 strikeouts, 4 walks, 7 base hits. Not yet a quality start. Gotta finish the fifth. But the Eagles have seen so many leads go down. Arai batting 277 with 9 home runs and 23 RBIs on the season is up next. He's flied out to left twice so far this evening. The first pitch swung on and lined to left field. That one's going in all the way to the fence. LaRocca scores from second base. And we have a tied ball game. First pitch, Adai lines the ball to left field. Game-tying double to left for Isobe. And that's it for Rath. He's gone 4 2/3 innings. Comes out with runners at second and third belonging to him. Pitches, 4 runs to him so far, 8 hits, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks on the night. To his credit, he didn't give up any home runs. Oyamada's given up 2 so far. So Hiroshima battling back. Two runs in the fourth inning, 2 more in the fifth so far. Hiroshima still batting. In other games, the Giants hold on to a 1-0 lead after 5.5 at Tokyo Dome against the Nipponham Fighters. Seibu leads the Bay Stars 3-2 after 5.5 at Yokohama Stadium. SoftBank has scored some more. Scored 3 more in the 6th inning after giving up 1 run to Hanshin and lead the Tigers 9-1 at Yahoo Dome. At Chiba Marine Stadium, the Chunichi Dragons lead the Chibolote Marines 5-0. Inoue had hit his 3rd home run of the season in the 6th inning. Oryx and Yakult, after 4.5, are knotted 1-1. Here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, Shigeo Tamaki comes in to pitch. The Hiroshima Carp have runners at second and third, 2 out. Fukui coming to the plate. Fukui batting 400. Has a single and a base on balls so far this game. Tamaki's first pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Ball way outside. Fukui reaching for it. Tamaki comes set. Second pitch, swung on a miss. Strike two. Ball low and over the outside part of the plate. Tamaki has a sign. And the pitch swung on and fouled back to the backstop. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. The Hiroshima Carp have just tied this game 4-4 with 2 down. runners at second and third. Third baseman Fukui at the plate. Relief pitcher Tamaki comes set. Next pitch misses way up high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball the count to Fukui. The 2-1 pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it, throws to first, in time, and the side is retired. But not before the Hiroshima Carp tie this ball game up. Thanks to a leadoff base on balls, again, that comes back to haunt them. And two singles, topped off by a double. At the end of five complete, we have a tie ball game, 4-4. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host at Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Oyamada still on the mound for Hiroshima, having thrown 74 pitches so far this game. He'll be facing numbers 4, 5, and 6 for Rakuten. Rakuten got off to a quick 4-0 lead after 3 innings here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. But Hiroshima has battled back, scoring 2 in the fourth, in both the 4th and the 5th, to tie this ballgame up 4-4. Leading off the 6th inning is going to be Tracy, who's only batting 071 so far this season. He struck out and singled his 2 at-bats so far against Oyamada, and he takes ball 1 low to start off the 6th. Yamada into the windup, and the pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1. Oyamada into the windup again, and the 1-1 pitch misses way inside. Tracy backing out of that one. Oyamada into the windup again. Next offering, swung on grounder to the right side. Second baseman has the ball. Throws to first in time for out number 1. And it seems that for the first 3 innings, everything was going Docton's way. But now, the whole mood seems to have changed. Nonetheless, number 5 batter Kawaguchi comes up next. Kawaguchi batting 252. No home runs, 6 RBIs on the season. And he's swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the right side. LaRocca comes in, fields the ball, and on the run, throws him out at first. 2 ground outs to second base so far this inning. Four pitches, 2 outs. And Sekikawa comes up next. Sekikawa batting 261. No home runs and 5 RBIs on the season. He has struck out and singled right his 2 at-bats against Oyamada this game. Sekikawa is from the Central League, moving over to Rakuten this year after serving with both Hanshin and Chunichi. He takes first pitch for a called strike 1. So Central League pitching isn't anything new to Sekikawa. Next pitch misses, ball 1. Evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch misses up high, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls the count. Oyamada into the windup again, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off to the left-hand side and out of play. The 2-2 pitch swung on. Ball goes up over the backstop, out of play. Sekikawa calls time, puts some sticky spray on the end of his bat. Cabrera could have used some of that sticky spray earlier this week as he swung and missed at a pitch and his bat went into the stands. He and everybody were thankful that nobody got hurt with that. Next pitch swung on and hit toward left field, but the left fielder hasn't played perfectly. Comes over three steps and makes the catch. So the knocked in Golden Eagles go down in order in the sixth inning. And after 5.5, this ball game remains tied 4-4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. We're going to the bottom of the sixth here on Pro Yaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. The Rakuten Golden Eagles and Hiroshima Carp are knotted at 4-4. To lead off the bottom of the sixth inning will be the bottom of the order in Kuda, pitcher Oyamada, and then back to the top of the order in Kimura. Kuda fakes a bunt, pulls back, and takes ball one. Pitching for Rakuten is Tamaki, the second pitcher of the game. Rath having gone 5 2/3. Next pitch. Swung on a miss, strike one. The monkey has a sign. Pitching from the stretch, despite nobody on. Misses outside, ball two. The monkey mainly a relief pitcher. Feels most comfortable throwing from the stretch. Next pitch, swung on a miss. Strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Pitch inside at Kuda's knees. Maybe shins. Tamaki comes set. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted to the right side, but that ball goes up and out of play. Set again. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit to the right side. Right fielder goes over, comes in, and Isobe makes the catch in fair territory. Out number one. that brings up the pitcher spot, Oyamada. And Oyamada will be batting for himself here. 0 for 15 on the year. Has struck out and grounded out to second. Well, fielder's choice. And he's swinging at the first pitch and grounds the ball right back to Tamaki on the mound. Tamaki throws to first for the second out of the inning. That brings us back to the top of the order in Kimura Takuya. Kimura led off the bottom of the first inning with a base hit, was sacrificed to second and then picked off there. Batting 255, one home run, five RBIs. He grounded out to short his second at bat, drew a base on balls his third at bat, and it came around to score. First pitch to him, misses inside, ball one. Tamaki working fast. Next pitch misses low. I'm not exactly sure where that ball missed. But Tamaki didn't get the call on it. Ball. Next pitch misses inside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to Kimura. Next pitch, misses low, ball four. And twice in a row, Kimura walks on four pitches. Bases on balls always come back to haunt you. And Tao Kantoku comes out to have a word with the umpire. It looks like he's making a double switch. Tamaki's only thrown 16 pitches so far this game. Shima is coming out looking like he's going to pinch hit for Yamasaki. And we'll just pause here for a while we get the pitching change. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimi Gyujo. We've had a pitching change. Arime is coming in to throw for Ducton, third pitcher of the evening for the Eagles. He'll be facing pinch hitter Shima. Shima batting 261 with 5 home runs against right-handers, but we have a left-hander, Arime, on the mound right now. He throws over to first base. Kimura just gets back. Kimura was already picked off of second with Rath on the mound earlier this game. Arime had a tricky move there. Left-handed pitcher. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Actually, that's the first pitch to Shima. Arime has a lot of body movement as he throws. As a pinch hitter, Shima is batting 222, 4 for 18, no home runs, 1 RBI. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike 2. 2 strikes, no balls the count. Shima stands in again. Arime looks in, has a sign, come set. Throws over to first. This time not so tricky. Kimura back standing up. Arime has a sign again and is set. Throws over to first again. Kimura back again, standing up. How many more times are we going to do this? Hiroshima Carp are batting in the bottom of the sixth inning of this 4-4 tie. We've got a runner at first and two out. Third pitcher of the night, Arime on the mound for Ducton. The two-strike no-ball pitch is low, ball one. Pinch hitter Shima currently at the plate. Arime is set. Holding there a very long time. Finally throwing. Ball's in the dirt. Third base umpire says Shima checked his swing. That evens the count at 2-2. The ball hit the chalk for the right-hand batter's box. Shima, left-handed batter. Shima earned the nickname Aka Gojira. last year as the Carper Red, and he was, and Shima wears 55, same as Matsui Godzilla. And Shima was hitting home runs left and right. And he swings at the next pitch and lines the ball through the left side and into left field for a base hit. And Nakuten, with two outs, draw a base on balls and a base hit to put runners at first and second. Keep this inning alive. That'll bring up number three, batting Ogata. But first, we may have a pitching change. Pitching coach goes out to the mound. Tao Kantoko has seen so many leads go down in flames so far this season. He's desperate to do something to keep the pitcher's ERAs down. Luckton's team ERA is 6.06 going into this game, while their batting average is a measly 2.28. Worse ERA and worse batting average in the Pacific League. Fukumori comes in to pitch for Nakuten. Former setter-upper for Yokohama, and then Kintetsu, now with Nakuten. Fukumori has an ERA of 0.89 in 20 and a third innings pitched over 16 games. So all of Nakuten's pitchers aren't over 5.00 ERAs. They do have a few gems in there. Fukumori finishes up his warm-up pitches. Well, maybe not. He's still throwing. Now pitching coach heads back to the dugout. As Fukumori throws another one. Okay. Now we're ready. Ogata steps up to the batter's box. Right-handed batter. Ogata batting 341 on the season. 5 home runs and 17 RBIs. He's drawn 2 walks and flown out to right so far this game. We've got runners at first and second, 2 out. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning, 4-4 tie here at Hiroshima Shimikyujo. And Ogata is swinging at the first pitch. He lifts the ball to right field, but right to where Isobe is playing. Isobe just moves over a couple steps and makes the catch. So Fukumori throws one pitch and retires the inning. Retires the carp. So with 2 out, the carp threaten with a base on balls and a base hit, but come up empty at the end of 6 complete. The score remains Hiroshima 4, Eagles 4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. We're in the top of the seventh inning, and first up is Fuji, who takes the first pitch from Oyamada inside for ball one. The second offering is called strike one, just on the outside corner. The third pitch grounded to third. Third baseman has it, throws on to first. Fukui is now third baseman. Fukui has been the third baseman. Shima, who pinch hit, stays in the game and is in right field. First pitch to number 8 batter Maeda is called strike 1 on the outside corner. Next pitch down the middle called strike 2. Maeda needs to get that bat off his shoulder. Only 1 for 15 so far this season. Next pitch fouled off to the right side and out of play. Maeda is grounded to third twice so far this game. The 2-0 pitch grounded to third, and three times in a row, Maeda grounds out to third base. Sounds like me. I seem to always ground out to third base. That's just the way I am. Nonetheless, that'll bring up the pitcher's spot. And it looks like Fukumori will be batting for himself here. Yep. Fukumori takes the first pitch for strike one and fouls the second one back to the backstop. Two quick strikes on him. Tao Kantoku no longer looks very happy. He had a good smile on him earlier this game. But as his lead whittled away, that smile turned the other side up. After taking ball one, Fukumori grounds the ball to the left side. Shortstop has it. Throws to first. And the Eagles are down in order again. At the end of 6.5, we have a tie ball game. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westby, your host, here on Pro Yaku Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. We'll be seeing numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters for Hiroshima here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Hiroshima's lucky 7. Laroca has 3 singles on the night and will be leading off. We've got a 4-4 tie here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Fukumori remains on the mound for Ducton. And the first pitch to Laroca misses. Ooh, is called strike one. High and tight. Okay. The next pitch misses low and away. First base umpire says Laroca checked his swing. Fukumori comes set. And the next pitch, swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right-hand side. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Roca batting 367. 8 home runs, 24 RBIs on the season. Fukumori's next offering swung on and grounded back up the middle. Right back to Fukumori, who fields the ball, throws to first, and we have one out. That'll bring up Maeda. Maeda has lined out to first base, doubled, and singled so far this game. Batting 362, 10 home runs, 28 RBIs on the season. Maeda stands in, and the first offering misses outside. Ball one. Second pitch, down low, ball two. Fukumori looks in, has a sign. Come set, and the pitch. Misses inside and low, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Maeda. Fukumori looks in again, has a sign. And the no three pitch, called strike one on the outside corner. There is a pretty good crowd at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo on the right side of the stadium. It's pretty well packed. Left side is fairly sparse. Umpire calls the next pitch, strike two, as Maeda starts heading up the line to first base. Ball kind of low, but good placement over the plate. So Maeda comes back and will face a full count pitch. Shobu Pitch from Fukumori is low and inside. This time, Maeda draws a base on balls. That'll bring up Arai. Arai, two fly balls to right, and the big game-tying double in the fifth inning. We're in the seventh inning right now. That game continues to be tied, 4-4. One out, Maeda now on first base. Fukumori throws over to first, and the ball gets past the first baseman. Maeda rounds second and holds as the ball comes back in. The ball came, the throw over to first looks like it might have hit Maeda in the back and gone off into foul territory, allowing Maeda to move to second base. Still haven't had a pitch to Arai here. Maeda now takes his lead from second. Arai at the plate. Fukumori on the mound. And the first pitch to Arai misses down low. Ball one. Maeda takes the lead again. Second baseman near the bag. And the pitch. Down the middle. Strike one, do it I. Hard pitch to take. Second baseman Oshima comes in and has a short word with Fukumori. Oshima playing close to second base, looking like he's ready for a pickoff attempt. With Rath on the mound, they successfully picked off Kimura earlier this evening. The 1-1 pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls, now the count to Arai. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left-hand side, past the third base coach. Maeda takes his lead from second. Next pitch is in the dirt, swung on by Arai. Arai failing to hold up. Catcher grabs the ball quickly and touches Arai out. That's the second out of the inning. Maeda holds at second base. But I started to try for first base, but gave up after just a couple of steps, as the ball didn't get far enough past Fuji. That'll bring up Fukui, now batting 385, 10 for 26 on the year. Fukui has singled, walked, and grounded out to short so far this evening. We have two down, runner at second base. 4-4 tie here at Hidoshima Shimin Kyujo. First pitch to Fukui misses outside for ball one. Next offering, swung on and missed. Strike one. Ball low on the outside part of the plate. Oyamada throwing outside the first base dugout to keep warm. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball, two out, 4-4 tie, runner at second base. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. The next offering, swung on and missed, strike three. And that retires the side. So Hiroshima gets a, Maeda gets a base on balls for Hiroshima. Moves to second on the throwing error, but is stranded at second base at the end of seven complete here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. We've still got a 4-4 tie. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles are going to send up the top of their order in Isobe, Oshima, and Lopez. Isobe homered to lead this game off, singled, and grounded out to first so far this game. He takes first pitch for a called strike one here in the top of the eighth inning. Isobe ready. The next offering misses down low. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Oyamada picking up the pace a little bit, as Vakten's relief has really slowed the pace of this game down. Next pitch called strike two. Up in the zone. Isobe calls time. Steps out. I guess Oyamada is working a little too fast for him. The two strike one ball pitch swung on and fouled back behind the plate. That was Oyamada's 100th pitch of the game. He's given up 7 hits so far, 2 of them home runs. The 101st pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. One away. That'll bring up Oshima. Up high and outside, Isobe went for it. Oshima now up to the plate. First pitch called strike one on the inside corner. Oshima so far has grounded to short, grounded into a force play. Fielder's choice came around to score there and has doubled. Next pitch fouled off to the right hand side, past first base bag foul. Two strikes, no balls. So Oshima's 1-for-3 on the night. Next pitch, fouled off his own feet. Walks it off. Trainer comes out with some cold spray for him. Ooh. Ball fouled off his right ankle. Front foot for the left-handed batter. He's looking like he's okay now. Gets a little bit of sticky spray for his bat. And now he comes back and stands in. The two-strike, no-ball pitch to Oshima just misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Next pitch. A ball inside but fouled off his bat by accident. Ball runs just a little bit too tight. Fouled off the handle of Oshima's bat. Oshima leaves about 3 or 4 centimeters there at the bottom of the handle. Next pitch is grounded up the middle. It's going to be hard for the shortstop, Kimura, who fields the ball behind the second base bag, throws to first, safe! Infield base hit. Ooh, I thought he was out on the original and on the replay. But you gotta go with what the umpire calls. Kimura is playing shortstop now for Vakten. He started out in right field. Shima, having pinch hit for shortstop Yamasaki, comes into the game in right. Those two flip-flop positions. That brings up Lopez with a runner at first and only one out. And before we get a pitch to Lopez. Oyamada throws over to first to keep Oshima close. Lopez is batting 204. 5 home runs, 24 RBIs on the night. One of those home runs and two of those RBIs were in the third inning when Lopez hit a big two-run home run, which put Docton up 4-2 for the time being, or 4-0 for the time being. First pitch misses low, ball one. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Lopez a full uppercut swing there. Lopez looks down third baseline for his sign, while Fukumori throws a little bit in front of the third base dugout. Next pitch on the inside part of the plate, called strike two. Maybe that one was so sweet that it caught Lopez off guard. Very good pitch. I'm sure Lopez would want that one again. But first, we throw over to first to keep Oshima close. Kuda sends out the sign, and the pitch, swung on, uppercut going deep to left, but foul. That had the distance, but the ball sliced well foul. Lopez has a big uppercut swing there. So we'll do it again. Oyamada has his sign and is set. The pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. Lopez is upset. He's telling Kuda off. I'm not sure why. Nice slider, sliding outside in to the right-hand batter from the right-hand pitcher. That was a very good strike three. Give Oyamada credit on that pitch. That brings up Tracy, who fouls the first pitch off to the left side, out of play, batting 234, one home run, one RBI. Lopez, though, is fuming in the third base dugout. With all these losses, it's easy to lose one's temper. Next pitch misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. It's easy to get frustrated. Oyamada set. Next pitch. Just misses. Outside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. One strike, two ball pitch. Just misses again. Oyamada trying to nibble at the plate against Tracy. Not getting it though. one strike, three ball pitch. Tracy calls time. Oyamata looks in for a sign again. Has it? Comes set. And throws over to first, where Oshima's back standing up. The throw to first very weak, not really trying to get him. Just let him know he's watching. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. That brings the count full. Two strikes, three balls to Tracy. Tracy so far has struck out, singled to right, and rounded to second this game. This is fourth at bat. Next pitch, misses inside and low. Ball four. And the Eagles have a big chance coming up. Runners at first and second, two down. Number five batting, Kawaguchi, coming to the plate. Oyamada's thrown 118 pitches so far in 7 2/3 innings. Given up 8 hits, 2 home runs. That'll bring up Kawaguchi. Kawaguchi so far grounded out to second, fouled out to third, and grounded out to second. First pitch called strike one. Runners at first and second, two down here in the top of the eighth inning. Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles at the plate. Starting pitcher Oyamada still on the mound for Hiroshima. Next pitch, one bounce catcher. Low. That evens the count at 1-1. Oyamada has the sign, comes set, and the pitch misses inside, ball two. Oyamada seems to go through stretches where he has trouble finding a strike, and then he throws nothing but. Oyamada has the sign again. One strike, two ball pitch. Swung on a miss. Strike two. Kuda wheels back and gets ready to throw to second, chasing Oshima back without a throw. So the 2-2 pitch now to Kawaguchi. Hits him! Ball hit Kawaguchi just above the waist as he turned away from the ball. That loads the bases. First hit batsman this evening. Although Oyamada has come pretty close to a few batters. Pitching coach goes out, has a couple words with him. Oyamada, who's thrown 123 pitches so far, shakes his head yes. he wants to keep going. He wants to get out of this jam that he's forming himself. So far here in the eighth inning, with one out, Oshima hit a infield single just left of the second base bag. Lopez struck out for the second out of the inning, and then a base on balls and a hit batsman brings up Sekigawa. First pitch misses inside, ball one. The Eagles have bases loaded here in the top of the eighth inning. Two down, Sekigawa at the plate. Sekigawa, ex-Tiger and Dragon. Next pitch misses low and outside, ball two. Oyamada's in trouble. Nowhere to put this batter. I have a feeling that this is going to be the last batter Oyamada faces, whether he gets him out or not. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Beautiful pitch down the middle. Sekigawa so far has struck out, singled, and then was caught stealing and flown out to left. Pressure's getting high. Oyamada set, and the pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes, two balls, now the count to Sekigawa. Sekigawa swung over that one. And the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Oyamada gets himself into a jam with a walk and a hit batsman that loaded the bases and comes out of it without giving up a run. At the end of 7.5 now, the score remains tied 4-4. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaku Live at JapaneseBaseball.com. Looking around at other games, Nippon Ham has tied the Giants in the ninth inning, 2-2 at Tokyo Dome. Seibu went on to defeat the Yokohama Bay Stars 3-2 at Yokohama Stadium. Hanshin is batting in the ninth inning, losing 6-16. And Junichi defeated Lotte 7-1 at Chiba Marine Stadium. And finally, at Jingu, the Yakult Swallows lead the Oryx Buffaloes 3-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. First up for Hiroshima here in the top of the eighth inning is Kuda, and he takes ball one outside from Fukumori. Oyamada has a bat and is standing in the on-deck circle. Next pitch called strike one at the knees. One and one the count to Kuda. One pitch called strike two on the outside part of the plate. Kuda has grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first to bat, hit a sacrifice fly his second, and has flown out to right his third at bat. Next pitch in the dirt, swung on and missed, and the ball goes back to the backstop. Kuda runs, takes off for first, and is in there safely. A strikeout stolen base for Kuda. That brings the infield to the mound to have a short powwow with Fukumori. Fukumori just says yes. Has a short laugh with the catcher Fuji. And we have a pinch runner for Kuda, Fukuchi. And Oyamada takes a seat on the bench, so we'll have a pinch hitter. The pinch hitter will be catcher Kimura Katsuyoshi. So you can expect him to stay in the game behind the plate as Kuda comes out for the pinch runner. Kimura batting 259 on the season. First to throw over to first to keep Fukuchi close. And throw to first again. Fukuchi back in head first. Yoshi McCart back in the late 80s, early 90s were a running team. And it seems like they keep trying to rebuild that sort of running team, but haven't been able to do it very well over the past few years. Kimura bunched the ball up the first base side. Pitcher Fukumori fields the ball on a hop, throws to first, one out. Sacrifice is successful. That moves Fukuchi to second base. And we go back to the top of the order in Kimura Takuya. No, maybe not. It looks like another pinch hitter. One Kimura comes in, the other comes out. Asai comes in to pinch hit for Kimura Takuya. He'll most likely stay in at short. Asai batting 250, no home run, 6 RBIs on the season. Yamamoto Kantoku trying to get something going here. Carp have come to within one run, or have managed to tie the ball game. They just need to go up and over. First, a pickoff play at second. Fukuchi is back. The first pitch to Asai is in the dirt at Asai's feet, ball one. Catcher Fuji does a good job keeping the ball in front of him to prevent Fukuchi from moving over to third. Fukumori comes set again. And the pitch in the dirt again, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Asai. Fukumori digging himself a hole with all these pitches in the dirt. Leadoff batter Kuda reached first base when he swung and missed a ball in the dirt that went to the backstop and stole first base on the wild pitch. Next pitch, in the dirt. This one gets away from the catcher. Fukuchi heads over to third base. Another wild pitch. And ball three. No strikes, three balls. Now the count to Asai. Fuji did all he could to block that ball. The ball bounced off his chest protector and up the first baseline. The next pitch misses outside. Ball four. Asai walks on four pitches for the second time in a row. Actually, the third time in a row. Asai has received 12 balls in a row. He walked on four pitches in the fifth, walked in four pitches in the sixth, and walked on four pitches here in the eighth. That brings up Shima. Shima came into the game as a pinch hitter, stayed in right field. He singled in the sixth inning when he pinch hit for starting shortstop Yamasaki. Runners now at the corners, first and third, one out, tie ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch catches the outside corner, called strike one. The Eagles left three men on base last inning. Had a chance, muffed it. A throw over to first has Asai diving back. One strike, no ball to count. Next pitch misses inside. Shima just getting out of the way of that one. Fukumori, one of Nocton's best relievers this season. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. When most of the staff has an ERA over five, having somebody with an ERA under one is a real find. Next pitch misses outside. Catcher fakes throw to second as Asai swipes it. So now we have runners at second and third, one out. First base is open for Shima. The pitch was high, and that was making that ball three. And the next offering is outside, ball four. That loads the bases for Hiroshima. Oyamada loaded the bases for Nocton in the top of the inning. And he managed to get out of it. Pitching coach goes out there to have a word with Fukumori. Fukumori's very agreeable. And it looks like he'll stay in there. Infield knows what they need to do. The go-ahead run on third base. Ogata coming up to the plate, batting 338 with 5 home runs and 17 RBIs on the season. So far this evening, he's walked twice and popped out to right twice. Base on balls have cost Docton. First pitch swung on and lifted to left center. That ball is going to be caught by the center fielder. Runner at third base touches up and scores. It looked like the ball was going to go into the gap between left and center, but the center fielder ran over and made a great catch on the run to get to the ball. It wasn't really that deep, but because the center fielder's momentum was going toward left, he had no way of getting the ball back in time to get the runner at home. So, the Hiroshima Carp score one and take a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That brings up La Roca. Two down now here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Runners held at first and second. And first base umpire says La Roca failed to hold up his swing on the first pitch low and outside. La Roca batting 348, one home run and 15 RBIs on the season. The next pitch in the dirt outside, blocked by Fuji. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Runners at first and second, two down. Next pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count now to La Roca. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman, the ball bad hops over the third baseman's head and goes into left field. Asai rounds third and comes home. A bad hop grounder to Tracy at third base. It looks like the ball took a chunk of Tracy's face there as it went into left. Tracy has a big red spot on his face now. And it looks like he's checking to see if he lost a tooth. Yes, that ball did hit Tracy on the face as it went by him at third base. They're on the phone to the bullpen in the Rakuten dugout now. Fukumori, main man who holds the games for Rakuten, unable to do it for so many innings. When Fukumori played for Yokohama, he was generally a one-inning relief man. Pitching change here. So let's go through the other games this evening. They're going to the bottom of the 10th inning at Tokyo Dome. 2-2 tie between Nippon Ham and the Giants. The Seibu Lions defeated Yokohama Bay Stars 3-2 at Yokohama Stadium. It's a final at Yahoo Dome. The SoftBank Hawks defeated the Hanshin Tigers 16-7. Hanshin giving it a valiant try in the ninth inning, scoring three. But still nine short. At Chiba Marine Stadium, the Chunichi Dragons defeated Chiba Lotte 7-1. And it's a final at Jingu. The Yakult Swallows have defeated the Oryx Buffaloes 3-1. Here at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, the Hiroshima Carp have successfully turn this game around after trailing 4-0 after three innings. Hiroshima scored two in the fourth inning, two more in the fifth inning, and now in the top of the eighth, they have scored two off of Fukumori, and Yoshida comes in to pitch for Rakuten. Yoshida has finished his warm-up pitches. And the first batter he'll face is Maeda. With runners at first and second and two down in the top of the eighth inning. And Yoshida's first pitch is called strike one down the middle. Yoshida looks in for his sign. Has it. Checks the runner at second. Second offering in the dirt outside. Ball one. That brings the count to 1-1. Yoshida is set. And the 1-1 pitch misses outside and low, ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Maeda batting 381, 16 for 42, one home run, 17 RBIs. Yoshida set. And the pitch. Called strike two. Nice pitch on the outside part of the plate. Maeda fidgets a little bit in the batter's box. Not sure if he's complaining about the call or complaining that or upset with himself that he didn't swing at it. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it. Throws to first, and that ends the inning. But not before the Hiroshima Carp score two more to take a 6-4 lead going to the ninth inning. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. And a pitch for Hiroshima is Bale. He's the second pitcher of the evening for Hiroshima, and he'll be asked to close this one out as the Hiroshima Carp lead this one by two runs, 6-4 here in the top of the ninth inning. Ducton's last chance is up to the bottom of the order in Fuji Maeda and the pitcher spot. But it looks like a pinch hitter for Fuji. Takano into pinch hit for Fuji. And he takes the strike and fouls one off. Oh, he fouls one off and takes the ball to bring the count to 1-1. Next pitch. Checks his swing. The ball up high. One strike, two balls the count. One strike, two ball pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Ball way up high. Takano batting 0-38 as a pinch hitter. One home run, that being his only RBI. Next pitch, fouled off the catcher and back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Bale into the windup, and the pitch, in the dirt, blocked well by, who's catching now? Kimura. Kimura stayed in the game as catcher. Next pitch, misses inside. The Kimura throws the ball to first base, thinking it was strike three. Yamamoto Kantoku comes out to ask the umpire what happened there. It looked like it was inside ball four to me. Bale also disagreed with the call, so maybe my angle isn't very good. Nonetheless, leadoff runner on a base on balls, here in the top of the ninth inning. That brings up shortstop Maeda. No, it doesn't. That brings up pinch hitter Yamasaki. Former Chunichi Dragon. He takes two straight balls from Bale. Tao Kantoku bringing out all that he's got. Trying to get something going here in the top of the ninth. The third pitch called strike one on the outside part of the plate. Fourth pitch, misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Bale not having too much luck, nibbling at the corners. He has a sign. Pitching from the stretch now. And the pitch, swung on in line to left center. One bound to the left fielder. The throw back to third. Keeps Takano at second base. And Nocton has two runners on and nobody out. That will bring up a pinch hitter for the pitcher. Tao Kantoku comes out. And it looks like he's sending out a pinch runner. Ida is going to pinch run at second base for Takano. And Saito is in to pinch run for Yamasaki at first. These being the two runs needed to tie this ball game. And Takasu is in to pinch hit. We've got a lot of shuffling of players here. Takasu squared, showing bunt all the way, and pulls back as the first pitch is high and outside. Ball one. Takasu's job is apparently to move these runners along, get the tying run into scoring position. Takasu as a pinch hitter is batting 414, 12 for 29. Or is that for the season? That may be for the season. Not just as a pinch hitter. Top batter Isobe is on deck. Takasu showing bunt all the way. Lays down a bunt to the third base side. The throw to third by Bale, and the runner is safe. Not nearly in time for the runner at third. Fielder's choice is blown by Bale. That loads the bases. So now, Rakuten has the bases loaded and nobody out. Isobe coming up to bat. Isobe led off this game with a home run to center field. Singled, grounded out to first, and just struck out so far. So he's 2 for 4. Locked in, looking for any kind of sign of staying in this ball game. Isobe batting 308. And Sakai comes in to pinch run for Takasu. So we've got three pinch runners on base for Rakuten. And the first pitch is down the middle, called strike one. Maybe just slightly to the inside part of the plate. But a very good height there at the belt. The second offering catches the outside corner, called strike two. Two strikes, no balls, full count. We're at the top of the ninth inning. Rakuten has the bases loaded. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Bale has dug himself a no-out hole, loading the bases. Next pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side, and out of play. Isobe keeping alive here. Two strikes, no balls to count on him. Bale looks in. Two strike, no ball pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Isobe goes down swinging for the second time tonight. And that's the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Oshima. Oshima has grounded out to short. Reached on a fielder's choice. Doubled and singled. 2-for-4 so far. No, we have a pinch hitter, Yoshioka, batting 203. One home run, 7 RBIs. Tao Kantoku is holding on to nobody. Pulling out all the stops. Second pitch to Yoshioka, misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls. No place to put him. I said that last inning with Sekikawa at the plate, and Oyamada managed to strike him out to end the inning, but we had two outs at the time. The third offering, swung on, fouled off to the right-hand side, out of play. One strike, two balls, now the count to Yoshioka. Bases are loaded for ducked in. Bale comes set. And the pitch. Just misses low. Ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Bale has got to come in here with a strike here. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back and out of play. Bale does just that. Full count, one out, bases loaded. Top of the ninth inning. Ducked in trailing by two. We've got pinch runners on all the bases. The full count pitch, broken bat to the right side. First baseman comes in, makes the tag on the runner who's going by, throws to first in time. Game over. LaRocca, a 4-3 double play to end the game. So, Nakuten started off this game with a home run by Isobe to take a 1-0 lead. In the third inning, Nakuten added three runs on a single by Rath, a single by Isobe, a fielder's choice by Oshima to drive in Rath from third base. Then a two-run home run by Lopez. Everything was going Nocton's way there. Then, in the bottom of the fourth inning, Hiroshima struck back with two runs thanks to a leadoff base on balls to Ogata, a single by LaRocca, a one-run double by Maeda, and then a fielder's choice, a sacrifice fly, sorry, by Kuda. So that had cut Docton's lead in half. Then in the fifth inning, another leadoff base on balls came back to haunt Nakuten. As two outs later, a single by LaRocca, a single by Maeda, and a double by Arai plated two more to tie this ball game. In the bottom of the eighth inning, a strikeout wild pitch to Kuda led off that inning, and pinch runner Fukuchi managed to come around to score after a sacrifice, a base on balls, and two base on balls, and a single by LaRocca to put the Hiroshima Carp up 5-4. In both the eighth and ninth innings, the Eagles threatened, but came up empty. So, at Hiroshima, from Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, this is Michael Westbay signing off. I hope you enjoyed the show. Until next week.